This is Geek News Central. My name is Todd Cochran, and stories that leads today's show are as follows. Google down and people freak out. AT&T lawyers are looking for some angles. An upcoming net neutrality vote. And we're going to talk about LastPass getting a reprieve from the Google team. Of course, all of the news of the day as well. I want to welcome you to episode 1241 of the Geek News Central podcast for Thursday, November 16th. This show is sponsored in part by GoDaddy.com and listeners just like you. Great deals from GoDaddy can be found at GeekNewsCentral.com/GoDaddy. Of course, you can support this show today at GeekNewsCentral.com/insider or simply PayPal.me/geek. News. Pick up Ohana gear at cafepress.com/Ohana store. Hey, I want to give a warm welcome to all the new listeners of the show. Thanks for being here. Of course, we want to say hello to all the longtime listeners of the show as well. Thanks for being here. Thanks for staying subscribed to the show. It is my pleasure to be bringing you the podcast today. We've got lots to share, lots to talk about during the show. And again, if you're brand new to the show, I want you to make sure you take some time and get over to geeknewscentral.com. And when you're over on the website, you'll find it very simple to subscribe to the show. Right on the right-hand column of the website, there's a link there for the Apple Podcasts via Android, on email, Google Play, on Stitcher, via TuneIn, RSS feeds, or just, you know, using old school podcatcher as well. The more subscribe options are there. Links will be on how to do that or right there to check out. We want you to get subscribed and, of course, take time to visit the site and see what everything's going on the site and how we're writers putting out great content on a daily basis. But I tell you, as a new listener, you get to hear me flub up all the time. But I think we're off to a good start tonight. But, you know, if you have comments on today's show, we definitely want you to email geeknews@gmail.com is a place to do that. You can follow me on Twitter @geeknews. That's really the place to connect, and it's fast and easy at all times. And we want you to do that. Of course, we've got a lot of other places you can catch up to. You can join our Slack channel. Our Slack channel is fun. And if you just want to join it, just drop me an email. Let me know that you want to be part of the Slack channel. Of course, you can follow me on Google Plus or on Facebook just by searching for my name. And you can watch the show on the Roku via the Tech Podcast channel or on the Apple TV. Just search for Geek News Central. You can listen on the Amazon Echo by telling that device to play the latest edition of this show. Of course, you can listen on Stitcher, watch or listen on blueberry.com. You can tell the Google Home device to play the podcast Geek News Central. Partner shows include No Better Than Average with Jacob and Jeff, The Gadget Professor, Mr. Don Bain, The Pro Gear Site being written by my GNC team. Of course, we've got the Podcast Legends Show and the New Media Show on there as well for your convenience. This show would not be possible without our sponsor. And of course, that sponsor is GoDaddy.com. GoDaddy's been with us for many years, and we appreciate your ongoing support of all GoDaddy product and services. And really, it's simple. All you got to do is get over to geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. All the codes are there, whether it be 30% off a new product purchase, 99cent.com, $1 a month economy hosting with a free domain for the first 12 months. So that's $12. You get economy hosting and a free domain, or you get a managed WordPress site, again, $12 for the first year with a free domain. You can also, if you're a business owner, try that GoDaddy website builder. This is a good way to rebrand, relaunch, revitalize your current business website. And you get 1 month free trial with your choice of personal, business, or business plus plans. All my codes are there at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. And that'll get you connected. And don't worry, that's a great way to support the show. Well, today started off kind of weird. We're running a little late getting started. I've been having, as I've talked about on the show, I've been having some internet speed connections, and I'm not so convinced at this point that it isn't, because here's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing a slowdown on Windows machines and no slowdown on the Macs. So I'm thinking, what is going on with the Windows machines that isn't affecting the Macs? And I still haven't really determined it yet. I haven't come up with a good explanation. I was experimenting with a couple of things tonight, and one should never experiment on a show night. That's not a smart thing to do. So I was cussing with this computer and rebooted it a couple of times, cleared IP tables, and did a bunch of stuff to kind of, because I had an indication that what might be going on, but I haven't been able to confirm it yet. So I'm still trying to figure it out. It's a weird one. And it's, to be honest with you, it's driving me crazy. Really, really, really crazy. But I'll figure it out, and it's going to end up being something ridiculously stupid before it's all over. But it's not the network, but it's something to do with the machine or what the machines are running. I'm not sure. But anyway, it's just driving me crazy. You know, it doesn't, the only time I can tell that there's a impedance in the connection is when I'm doing uploads and that kind of stuff. So luckily I do most of the uploads through the Macs. That's where the media gets processed. So maybe it isn't a big deal, but any, you know, when you're a geek and you got these kinds of things going on it just drives you, it just drives you crazy. It really, really does. So I just want to just share a couple of things here with you. We got a lot of feedback, a lot of personal feedback from listeners on the last show going into, you know, some of the topics I did last show. So I want to thank those listeners that have reached out and had comments. It's really greatly appreciated as well. You know, I think the way the audio and everything's dialed in, I've gotten some feedback on that. Sounds like everything's dialed in. Even Paul, our audio master, who lives in the New York City area, he emailed me and said, what did you tweak? What did you change? And I talked to him a little bit, and he's doing an analysis now on the audio file. So he's going to see if I'm expecting maybe he'll suggest some tweaks to some of our post-processing. But time will tell. But everyone to a T came back and said, whoa, 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 what'd you do? And I, you know, and be honest with you, I really didn't do that much. I did leveling throughout the system. And then I did a few not EQ changes right on the mixer, not the master EQ in the rack. So something is better. Because there was a lot of folks that sent comments on it. So hey, I'll take it any way we can get it, right? And I hope that you're all appreciative and being the benefactor of these changes. But I have been having a little fun with the new system. I've been retraining myself on some of the advanced functions. I had kind of forgot how some of the advanced functions work. So I was messing around with that a little bit. And I think maybe in a forthcoming show, I'm going to be able to show some of this stuff off. But I'm still a little bit confused about the one function row on my new switcher. And I've asked for some assistance from the new tech folks. Tell me, okay, where... when this is employed, this particular switch, and I've done some clicking around, I'm not exactly sure what it's doing. I have a little bit of an idea, but I don't know how to disengage it when I do engage it. So does that sound kind of weird? But anyway, so I'll get this kind of figured out and dialed in. And I did think there was one dead key on the switcher board. It turns out it's not. It was OE, operator error. But other than that, I'm basically ready to kind of maybe even start playing with some advanced stuff. Maybe we'll do that on Saturday on the new media show. But I will be honest with you. I am missing the full switcher board because I have to do some shift and alt functions to get deeper into some of the layers. And being a one-man show, the way this is designed, the way that the board is here designed for me to use, is that I got to be able to put my finger on it here and switch and bring stuff forward and be able to engage things for you, that it's not a simple process no more. And the other keyboard is over there, and with the, so I may look at what it's going to cost to upgrade the switcher board and have a go back to the full size. That I'll have to find out later, and that'll be sometime next year, because another big dollar amount, but they should do some sort of trade. I don't know. We'll find out one way or the other, but that is maybe next year sometime, as some changes I'll do there. But it just, I can tell already that I'm going to need the full keyboard if I want to do some of the things, or full switcher board that I may, who knows, maybe I'll get used to it here in a short time. It's all about muscle memory anyway. All right, so enough about the studio and the audio. I hope those of you that have been listening to the show, I hope you checked out some of the stuff that we've done on the live part so that you see the changes there. And tonight, I'm actually making a mistake. I'm wearing a black shirt, and I knew I wasn't supposed to wear a black shirt, but I did. So definitely the video is going to be a little darker tonight just because of the fact that I wore a black shirt. So anyway, that's what I've got. We'll go ahead and get into the content here tonight. I'll put this up real shortly while I'm prepping, getting things moved over here to be able to do that. So for those of you that have never seen that particular screen before, that's for those of you watching, that is the actual auto recording that's going down for this show at this very moment. So let me see if I can get this right. Okay, we'll come back here. All right, so first article up tonight is kind of a, you know, for those of you that live in the UK, is the Daily Mail kind of like one of those like gossip magazines? Is that the status of that site? I'm not familiar with the Daily Mail too much, but I'm assuming it's probably a gossip parody site. If it is, maybe someone from the UK can clue me in a little bit here. But one thing that they're reporting is that NASA experts are saying that we will find alien life within 20 years as the space agency outlines its search for ET. And they're predicting good candidates for life. They're eyeing targets for specific moons of planets within our own solar system. And their key signs of life to be looking for, including liquid water and atmospheric gases. So they're not going too far to basically see if life can be a microorganism. It doesn't have to be an alien walking upright, a biped. So, I think this is a pretty good prediction that they're going to find something. And, you know, it's going to be very difficult for us to, unless ET shows up and says hello, we're definitely not going to be detecting anything outside of our local area space here anytime soon, just because we can't get there. unless Star Trek Enterprise shows up, I don't think it's going to happen. But anyway, long story short, I thought I'd lead that off with you with a little light humor tonight. But, if you think about capabilities on where we've come in the last 100 years, you know, just from really 100 years ago to now, you just think about with the advancement of technology, what can be accomplished in the next 20 years. So it's pretty exciting on a lot of fronts. It really, really is. Getting into something a little more weirdo, and this is, I apologize, I'm starting off with a couple of weirdo articles tonight, but this one's a doozy. You know, back in ancient times, well, maybe not even ancient times, you know, we've got a lot of cultures that today have a variety of gods that they worship. And, whatever religion is, that's, you know, it's your business. That's, you know, I'm cool with that. Do what you want to do, right? But there's a new church of the artificial intelligence God. And this is an article on CNET. And this is kind of an interesting move here. Anthony Lewandowski, the former Google, Waymo, and Uber engineer, now who is embroiled in a lawsuit brought by Alphabet-owned Waymo against Uber. He's accused of stealing the self-driving car secrets and exposing them to Uber, which, of course, has denied any wrongdoing. But it turns out that he has launched a church called Way of the Future Church. And I kind of like, okay, we're going to be worshiping an artificial intelligence machine. So, you know, I'm like, okay, I got to read more about this. And what he says is what is going to be created will effectively be a god. It's not a god in the sense that it makes lightning or causes hurricanes. But if there is something a billion times smarter than the smartest human, what else are you going to call it? Well, in my book, you call that a artificial intelligence machine. You don't call it a god. And when you do, you're screwed. You know, you are, you know, at what point, let's say there is a artificial intelligence that 1,000 times smarter than humans. What happens when those machines have had enough and we don't listen to the artificial intelligence's advice and it does away with us? So I'm just, this is really kind of like do 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 do, you know, Twilight Zone out there. And here's the first line of their charter. Way of the Future is about creating a peaceful and respectful transition of who is in charge of the planet from people to people plus machines. You know, that's, you know, that Hollywood Squares where they go, that's the button I want to have right now here. Okay. Way of Machines dot church. Okay. I think people are, you know, maybe smoking too much of the wacky tobacco. I think that's what's happening here. All right. Google Docs, boy, you know, people freak out. Google Docs went down and oh man, just people lost their minds. Here in Honolulu today, there was a fire and purposely set, we think, by some homeless individuals underneath an overpass where there was cables from Hawaiian Telcom, Spectrum, and T-Mobile. And it must have been in a major area because T-Mobile was out. They were out for like 8 hours. I mean, the whole island's T-Mobile service was out. And I thought to myself, a single cable essentially being destroyed took out the entire T-Mobile network. And I thought, wow. Now, Hawaiian Telecom and Spectrum did not have as wide an outage. It was just basically, you know, some local isolated spots. But when you have a single cable brings down a whole network, maybe that cable shouldn't be exposed to the elements. I was a little bit surprised about that one. And I had, I've got a T-Mobile MiFi, and actually it was kind of funny because I was out, I wasn't here in the studio, and I had turned it on and I had never seen the T-Mobile MiFi carrier bar red. It was red and I hadn't heard about the outage. And I'm like, what's wrong with my MiFi? And I thought something was wrong with the device. I rebooted about 10 times. I pulled the battery out. I reset the SIM card. And then I'm like, what is the deal? So then I grabbed my cell phone and I went on Twitter because that's where you go to check breaking news, right? And I just did, you know, just T-Mobile Hawaii in search. And man, it was a, you know, this list of people that, and I was like, oh, well, I guess that's why that little mark, but I'd never seen it red before. And it was kind of like, okay, Todd, you should have known that, but I didn't. So I reached into my bag and I pulled out my Verizon MiFi. What I do is I split the difference with those two. I run my my T-Mobile MiFi from the 13th to the end of the month. And then at the end of the month, I turn on my Verizon MiFi when I'm out and about, and I use that first to the 13th. And the way I kind of split it up in this way billing cycles work and everything, that I use about all the bandwidth on each of the devices in the time that I have allotted. Why I have two, I don't know. It's old habit of going to CES and needing extra MiFis. It's just kind of a holdover from that. But, you know, when Google went out today, you know, it goes back to something we've been talking about, this is that, you know, if your documents are in the cloud and on Google, you know, you're out of business. So keep hard copies, or not hard copies, but, you know, soft copies of that important stuff on a machine, so that when they have these issues, this isn't the first time they've went out. And actually went to it was an Amazon AWS meet. It wasn't a meetup. It was Amazon AWS people were here in Honolulu, and I got an invite, and I went to a luncheon and then a little sales pitch thing. And they had four folks there from Amazon AWS, and I was talking to their team, and you know, they've gotten pretty powerful on some of their services over there. It's pretty incredible, the level and the scaling and everything that they're doing. And, you know, there's no sense in this day and age to ever have a co-location facility anymore, have a server in a rack someplace. There's almost, I mean, someone would have to really give me a serious, serious use case on why you would ever want to have, you know, that type of hardware that's sitting there depreciating by the minute, drawing power, you know, when you can spin up an instance or spin up some storage or put stuff in Glacier store. It's pretty incredible. It really, really is. And there's a million, this is something that blew me away. There's a million active, companies using Amazon AWS. That to me was an amazing number. It really, really was. For them to say that, just, it kind of set me back in my chair quite a little bit. But anyway, Google got back online.
I can't connect to your Wi-Fi network. You can reconnect to Wi-Fi from your Google Home apps under devices and setup.
Did you guys hear that? I don't know why.
The mic is muted.
Why that is so loud? That was the Google Home device that, yes, I just muted the mic so it can't hear me. Anyway, let's move on here. AT&T lawyers are investigating whether the president had undue influence on the Department of Justice merger review. You know, there is definitely a lot more, how should we say it? There's a lot more looking at these mergers at this point. And whether or not the president had undue influence, in my opinion, doesn't matter, because I think what we see is that there continues to be a consolidation, like all this media consolidation, internet service provider consolidation, mobile consolidation. And what that really does is while it's maybe great for those businesses and being able to join resources, for consumers, a lot of these mergers, you know, anymore have got me a really concerned. And I'm pro-business. I really, really am. And I like to see companies succeed and make money, and you know, and that's what having a business is all about. But so many of these groups now work in, you know, in the public domain almost. And, you know, the AT&T Time Warner merger is dragging along much, much slower. So the Department of Justice is definitely probably going to be answering some questions here. And, but, you know, there's two accepted theories, according to the folks at TechDirt, to what motivated the president to hamstring the deal, neither which, unless you're immensely global, involve actually caring about the very real negative repercussions of the deal will have on telecom media markets and the consumers, One is that the president is simply getting vindictive against CNN for its coverage, or what was the other thing that they decided? But there's also another motivation. They say it's doing a favor for Rupert Murdoch. Reports have indicated that Murdoch has been pressuring the administration to block the deal since at least January, since the combined company would pose a much greater competitive threat to his News Corp. But really, the real deal about this is, if we look at it from a consumer standpoint, is all this consolidation is not always good for all of us consumers. But, you know, this deal will end up probably going through and, you know, but anyway, the AT&T lawyers are investigating. I don't know how that actually works, if he can actually affect or stop the deal. It's a good question. I don't know, but this will be an interesting to watch for sure. Sadly, all signs point to December, where there's going to be a vote to kill net neutrality. A report is in the FCC is expected to vote. FC chairman will unveil his final proposal next week, setting up a vote at the commission's regularly scheduled monthly meeting on December 14th. So this is going to come down on really in between holidays when people are not super focused on what's going on in the world. So at a minimum, the FCC is almost certain to reverse the classification of ISPs as common carriers under Title II of the Communications Act, removing the legal authority used to enforce net neutrality rules. And of course, the net neutrality rules forbid home and mobile broadband providers from blocking or throttling lawful internet content or prioritizing content exchange for payment. That could completely be allowed if this changes. And also, his proposal could weaken the core net neutrality rules or scrap them altogether. So we'll see what happens. I'm expecting the worst on this. I really, really am. It's been also announced that LastPass won't be affected by the restrictions on the accessibility services. We talked about this on the last show, on how Google basically informed developers about new restrictions being implemented on the use of accessibility services. And LastPass has made a statement saying that there's no immediate impact on Android users. LastPass says that Google is currently working closely with certain developers so that they'll be able to continue to use accessibility service in the short run while also helping them convert to safer solutions down the road. And it's called, they want basically these vendors or these app developers to convert to something called Android's Oreo Autofill API. I have no idea what that is, but apparently that's full of goodness, and we'll see where that goes with some of these app developers out there. AT&T had an outage nationwide. It affected phone calls and internet access. So when did this happen? What's the date on this? Today's the 16th. Oh, isn't that interesting? Let me look here. So it was last night they had some outages. It wasn't today. So if you had some problems yesterday, it was nationwide if you're an AT&T customer. I thought that was today. My apologies for having that up in there. It's relatively old news. United States gives your phone companies the okay to block more robocalls. So this is finally one good thing that actually is coming out of the FCC, where they're not trying to screw everything up. The FCC approves new rules letting phone companies block calls likely to be from fraudsters because they've dialed from certain types of numbers. My phone's ringing off the hook again for the IRS scam. This is your last notice before law enforcement actions are taken against your account. So, those spoofing, those calls are on the rise for me. I'm getting 4 or 5 of those a day. So anything that my mobile provider can do to block those calls would be awesome. Awesome. Also, beware out there, a strain of malware based on the Zeus Trojan has been modified to monitor and potentially take over your Facebook and Twitter accounts. So if you are getting an email from someone and there's a PDF attached to it and you are not absolutely unequivocally assured that that PDF has come from someone you absolutely unequivocally trust, then do not open that PDF. This is usually done via phishing. And clicking on the file redirects the computer to download the malware. So don't click on strange PDFs out there. Or this particular software package or this particular malware is going to steal your Facebook and Twitter credentials. And that always ends up ending badly. If you're in the Metro PCS area, they're now throwing in a free year of Amazon Prime for new customers. So if you're thinking about picking up some phones or changing service providers, Metro PCS is running a promotion here. It's not as sweet as some of the other deals. But starting today, customers that switch to Metro PCS from the current wireless service provider will be able to get a free year of Amazon Prime and access all the many benefits that come with it. So they've got some phone deals to go along with that. Hey, at the end of the show today, I'm going to have all the deals that we have found that you're definitely going to want to check out. There's enough deals in the stack tonight to basically save you enough money if you buy any one of those items to be able to do a like-kind or in-kind donation to the show here. So we hope that you'll consider an insider donation if you haven't... if you're not on the regular insider donation track, all right? Okay, X-Files is returning. So this is, you know, I've never was a really big X-Files fan, but if you are, season 11 of the sci-fi show will premiere on January 3rd. On Thursday, Gillian Anderson released a short video on Twitter showing the a snapping latex glove at the camera. That's a reference, I guess, to a 1996 episode where Mulder cracks to Scully. I know how much you like snapping on the latex. And that's, you know, putting on the latex gloves. It's a little sexual innuendo there. I think there's a... I don't know if that's going to be politically correct in today's day and age. Were you all, any of you on the West Coast, got to see the meteorite on Tuesday evening? Apparently there was... a really good chance that you saw something odd. An extremely bright object streaked through the heavens at around 8:30 p.m. Mountain Time, giving sky gazers a nice mix of excitement and anxiety. It's a pretty big one. Fireball thought to have been a meteorite. And according to the American Meteorite Society, well over 100 reports of the object come in since late Tuesday. And there's a pretty cool YouTube video on it, too, for some security cameras. So I'll have the link up in the show notes on that, of course. Many of you are automating your home. You're putting iHome kits in and to work with your Amazon or your Google Kit, and especially the HomeKit versions or the HomeKit features. But iHome is making it a bit more affordable to connect outdoor appliances. So this is a deal. So you know that with HomeKit, you're able to command devices to do certain things and or even use your mobile phone. But this is a little bit of a remote power plug, and really just plug it into your external wall jack and plug whatever device it is that you want to power onto that. And then you can remotely turn it on and turn it off. This is perfect for Christmas lights. If you're going to put Christmas lights out and you want to set them on a control when they're on or off, or have a special feature. At $40, this is almost half price compared to some of this other stuff that's out there. So anyway, the smart plug called the ISP100 sells for $39.99. Again, it's half the price of the iDevices outdoor smart plug. I like iHome products. We'll probably see some of their stuff at the Consumer Electronics Show when we go in January. A San Francisco startup is offering a health and fitness wearable for people who forget to charge theirs or put them on. Now, I've walked out of the house a few times without my Apple Watch. I've gotten to the gym and I'm really, I have a few choice words at myself. And then, basically I can't monitor my workout as good. So if you're the guy or gal that's doing all this health monitoring, and you're worried about, leaving your device at home, you can buy multi-packs of these, and they attach to your clothing. And the best thing about it, they wash and dry, so you don't have to worry about taking them off. So that's pretty cool. Again, the health tag can track users' heart rates, breathing patterns, activity, sleep, stress, and anxiety levels. The device smartphone app allows users to choose which of those to track, or they can choose to track them all. Spire is selling the tags in packs of three for $99, eight for $199, 15 for $299. So that should get you through 15 of those at $300. You could have for the fellas anyway. You might be able to make sure that every set of briefs have one on. But they're kind of big. They're about as big as a Tic Tac box. So I don't know how comfortable they'll be wearing, because I don't know if it has to be up against the skin or not. But anyway, definitely check it out. Google Maps is adding some color to help your home in on points of interest. You know, the thing about Google Maps, I really wish it would do. So today I knew where I was going. Pretty close. I put the address in. And really, I didn't pay attention to the app till I got real close to where I was at and turned it on. And it basically said, oh, you've arrived. In the area I was going, parking was tough. I would like the app just to immediately switch to help me to find parking. You know, and it would be really cool if the app was smart enough to know that the building I was going into had parking. Oftentimes in Honolulu, it's very hard to tell because some of the buildings are set in from the street. They're always street side. And you don't know if there's a parking garage on the other block around the corner or what. So I ended up going into a garage that was one garage down from the building I was actually going to. So I couldn't get validated, you know, $17 later for 2 hours of parking. Where I could have parked for free if I'd have actually got into the right garage. It would be cool if Google Maps did this for us. Am I missing something on the app? Does it do that? But, you know, I'd like to have it so as soon as I arrive at the destination or get close to it, it prompts me, do you want parking in that building or do you want public parking? You know, and give you some options. It'd be a cool tie-in. It really, really would. But anyway, the Google Maps update is adding some colors to help you home in on points of interest. I just need parking sometimes. Virgin Hyperloop is now eyeing India for possible high-speed routes. Mumbai to Pune in 14 minutes. That's normally a 3-hour drive. So Hyperloop's been talking to a lot of different folks in a variety of countries. Getting some tentative agreements on file with the countries to examine and do studies to see if it's feasible. So this Hyperloop thing continues to gain a little ground, a little speed. We'll see what happens over time if they're actually ever able to deploy this in any type of country. All right, there was a really cool article over on space.com. And I don't, what's going on here? The page loaded and then it went wacko. Okay. Something's going on with this page. Let me control F5 it and reload it here so I can, I want to talk about this. So what it is, it's a 20-year time lapse. I don't know what's going on. This page is out of whack. They must have a CSS issue. But the content on it is really awesome. It basically shows you a time lapse of they call it the Earth breathing over 20 years. And it actually shows you the seasons as the seasons progress and how the greenery in Earth changes and how areas have gotten darker and lighter. It's really a pretty cool, I was mesmerized by it. I sit looking at it for about 10 minutes. There's a variety of different clips that they break regions out too. So definitely you're going to want to look this up. And if the page loads okay, you'll want to check it out. On the last show, we talked about that robot that just was kind of freaky. Well, Boston Dynamics has a robot they call Atlas that now does backflips. And as the folks at Wired says, it's full tilt insane. And they do have a bloopers roll as well. But when you see Atlas do a backflip, we've jumped the shark completely. Absolutely jump the shark here when it comes to these robots. The future is going to be crazy with these things. So you'll definitely want to watch the video, and I'll leave it at that. If you own stock in IBM, Warren Buffett's dumping his. And also IBM's own pension fund's been dumping their own stock as well. So it doesn't bode well for Big Blue. He originally had how much money? $8 billion worth of IBM stock. So if you got an IBM, when the rich guys bail, it's probably too late depending on where you bought, but it might be too good to get out of that. Kaspersky is basically trying to explain themselves. And here's the title of this that's just going to make you go, hmm. They say, yes, we obtained NSA secrets. No, we didn't help steal them. And they talk about the process and that happened and how they actually got the files, the NSA files. Apparently, most of these antivirus software applications, when they encounter a file that's infected, many of them send that file back to the analytics company, to the folks that basically, to Kaspersky and Norton and McAfee and so forth. So they said that they, when they did realize that this one of the zip files contained stuff they probably shouldn't have, they deleted it. But they admitted that when they ran, and what it was is someone had some toolkits. This breach was from Equation Group we talked about earlier in the year, maybe last year. And, they had some servers that were open and apparently they were running Kaspersky and that stuff got pulled in and sent to the Russian company. But I don't know if this is going to help them, but it's, they're trying to develop plausible deniability to get back in the game. But that software is definitely on the outs right now. All right, Emirates. I've never flown on Emirates, but they're the ones, if you go on YouTube and look at their first class suites, they are incredible. But if you're ever flying to the Middle East and get a chance to fly Emirates, Emirates in-flight Wi-Fi speeds are going to reach 50 megs. So that's pretty incredible speed if you think about it. But they're teamed up with Emirsat and Thales. The revamp will see Emirates in-flight Wi-Fi speed reach up to 50 megabits per second. That's huge. And they've inked a deal to provide its new Boeing 77X airplanes with onboard satellite technology. This agreement will see Emirates fleet equipped with the Emirsat Global Express Aviation Satellite from about 2020 forward. So it's a few years away, but pretty cool on what they're going to do there in the future. How many of you actually bought the Google Pixel Buds? I'll be honest with you, I hadn't even heard of them. I didn't even know these were available. So if you picked up a Google Pixel Buds or you're thinking about it, they got a pretty good review. And I'll have that link up in the show notes. It came from AndroidPolice.com. Again, I'll have that review up in the show notes. For those of you that watched the Winter Games, the NBC will live stream 1,800 hours of the 2018 Winter Olympic Games. Most of this stuff is going to be authenticated. You're going to have authenticated pay TVs. In other words, you're going to have had cable service to get this. And all the content that's streamed through the app is only going to be available to authenticated pay TV subscribers. So this is bad. Cord cutters will get a temporary pass to the live stream. Before authenticating, they can watch 30 minutes of live coverage on their first visit and then 5 minutes per day after that. Oh, lovely. The digital-only coverage includes 3 programs specifically for this medium only. So I guess those of you that cut the cord or are going to cut the cord will not be watching too much of the Winter Games. Amazon, if you're a seller on Amazon, the tax man cometh. They're back at it again. For years, Amazon and state governments have scuffled over basically paying sales tax, and it's angered politicians and other retailers. Amazon started charging sales tax on the stuff that they personally sold, but there was a loophole. Amazon added tax only when the item came from its own inventory, not from the millions of independent merchants. Well, now the states are going to be coming after the independent merchants. So if you're an independent merchant, you haven't been collecting sales tax or haven't had it added on, you may have a bill coming. So just be aware of that, okay? And it might be via Amazon. Amazon might be forced to bill you in arrears. So that's kind of scary. Airbnb has purchased a startup to help you find disability-friendly rentals. You know, Airbnb knows that hosts haven't always been too kind to people with disabilities, and they're taking some definitive steps to fix the weakness. And again, the company just bought Accommable, Accommable. It's a startup that helps you embark on disability-friendly travel. So that's pretty cool. And they're going to have Accommable accommodations in over 60 countries. So that's cool for those of you that may be wheelchair-bound or are vision impaired, and being able to use Airbnb and facilities that will support you. GE has a brand new huge 3D metal printing printer. Again, it's a 3D metal printer, and it makes aircraft parts. I'm like, whoa, it can print an aircraft part? It has the ability to print parts as large as 1 meter in diameter. Using additive manufacturing technology, the machine fuses together thin layers of metal powder with a 1 kilowatt laser. How do you get that stuff flight approved? You know, this is going to be the question. If they're actually going to be able to do this, if they're going to be able to get parts that are, you know, high tensile, high strength, you know, all this stuff that goes into aircraft equipment. Be very, very curious to see how this metal printer stacks up, and if they're going to be able to get crucial metal work done that will actually be able to fly and pass, you know, flight clearances. Do you have an Amazon key door? Well, if you do, you need to listen here. There's a flaw, and there's no easy fix to stop rogue couriers burgling your place unseen. Yes, there's a bug. They pushed an update, but it didn't completely patch it. All right. So link will be up in the show notes on that. I would suggest that you remove this functionality from your home immediately until they get this worked out. Okay. Apple is pushing iOS fix for unresponsive iPhone 10 screens in cold weather. And it's also addressing distorted photos and video taken with the new smartphone. So that fix is 11.1.2. To fix the issue. So if you haven't gotten the update, make sure you do so for your iPhone 10 users. The FCC's also paved the way for 4K over the air TV broadcastings. The broadcasters can now adopt the long tested next generation TV standard. So, but they're still going to have to push a standard resolution and this 4K. They can't just switch to 4K and leave other people on the sidelines. So, the next gen TV signals are subject to the same public interest obligations as any other broadcast TV. So be aware of that, okay? But maybe 4K over the air here shortly. Hyundai is going to be bringing assisted highway driving to the U.S. in 2019. Expected to arrive alongside the refreshed Genesis G90. I haven't seen this vehicle, I don't think, ever in person. I've only seen pictures of this car. And the pictures I'm seeing on this website, this car is pretty sexy. It's got that luxury look. I don't know if it's got the luxury ride, or I would assume it does. But anyway, they are going to bring that to the G90 in 2019. It's two types of functions, self-driving and driving assist. So very, very cool. Twitter is doing some bans, and specifically they're removing specifically who they're classifying as right wingers of their blue tick. So if you have a blue verified tick and you are a right wing, I'm assuming they're doing these from people that are being pretty nasty, be prepared to lose your blue tick. But a lot of folks that say, hey, I'm just a user, I got my blue tick and they said they're removing it because I'm a conservative, it does raise some questions here. But we know that they had approved the white nationalist Richard Spencer for basically giving him a blue tick before, which caused all kinds of outrage. But Twitter outlined some of the things that can result in the loss of a verified status. They include promoting hate and or violence against or directly attacking or threatening other people on the basis of race, ethnicity, national origin, sexual orientation, gender, gender identity, religious affiliation, age, disability, or disease, supporting organizations, individuals that promote the above, and inciting or engaging in harassment of others. So you have to have some serious offense here to have your verified status removed, but they're pulling it, and not everyone is saying that I am one of those people. So we'll have to see where this leads. I didn't know about this, but apparently cord cutters are finding the latest free TV streaming service at your public library. So Hoopla and Canapoly offer free movies, TV shows, and documentaries with just a library card. So both streaming services work with hundreds of libraries around the United States to provide a trove of ad-free movies, TV shows, and documentaries. Assuming your local library participates, all you need to access this content is your library card. Hoopla has been around since 2013. So cool. Canapoly's been around since when? Does it say? It doesn't, but looks like a pretty good lineup of movies and TV series. So another option for cord cutters. All right, last couple articles before we get into the deals. Google Home and Amazon Echo hit by a big bad Bluetooth flaw. They've actually done updates to their devices. If your systems haven't updated recently, Blueborn is the Bluetooth flaw that we've talked about on the show already. It is affecting billions of phones and computers running the iOS, Android, Windows, and Linux platforms. And but anyway, according to Google and Amazon, they have patched an update to around 15 million Echo devices, and Google has patched 5 million Google Home devices so that this Bluetooth bug will not affect those devices. So if you don't know what I'm talking about, definitely read the article and associated link. You got to love this. In Japan, they are noted for trains leaving on time. For a train to be delayed is bad. I mean, this is like people spin on their heads when trains are late in Japan. But a rail company in Japan has apologized after one of its trains, check this out, listen, departed 20 seconds early. Management of the Tsukuba Express, that's a Shinkansen line between Tokyo and the city of Tsukuba, said they sincerely apologize for the inconvenience called. The company said the train had been scheduled to leave at 9:44:40 local time, but left at 9:44:20. No one complained, by the way. No one was outraged that the train left 20 seconds early, but they were inclined to tweet an apology. Honda's connected cars will be communicating over 5G. And of course, 5G is a very short line of sight type of connectivity. Of course, the automaker's eye-assisted cars will talk to each other. And again, they're going to use SoftBank's 5G network at a race course in Japan to test. So exciting stuff here where vehicles will start talking to one another. I think that will be a big lifesaver. If you're a bounty hunter for bugs, software bugs, DJI Bounty Bug NDA is not signable, says irate InfoSec researchers. It's so restrictive that once you sign it, you basically can never say anything about DJI ever again. And you can't get an indication of how much your bug is going to basically pay before you sign the NDA. So pretty crazy stuff. The FDA has approved an electrical device to help ease opioid withdrawals. It's called the NSS-2 Bridge. It's a wearable cranial nerve simulator. And amid the epidemic of opioid addiction, doctors are looking for a way to help people wean themselves off the drugs, but withdrawal symptoms are a major hurdle. Innovative Health Solutions says its NSS-2 Bridge is a precutaneous nerve field simulator that sends electrical pulses to cranial nerves, treating systems including sweating, tremors, stomach upset, joint pain, and anxiety. Yesterday, the FDA cleared it for marketing, making this the first device approved for use in this way. Wow, it's big. Big, big, big. Don't know when it'll be on the market, but it's coming. Amazon and All Recipes have teamed up to take on Blue Apron's meal kits. How many of you have gotten a Blue Apron meal kit? I haven't, but I might be considered to get one from All Recipes. And we'll have to check this out. But it all depends on delivery costs here in Hawaii. Sometimes it's restrictive because they have to send them faster. Now, in a most mind-boggling piece of news, Walmart wants to increase their in-store traffic by raising Walmart's pricing online. You normally expect retailers to cut prices online because more compared to their retail stores because it's just this way. But Walmart is now taking a different approach in a bid to increase in-store traffic ahead of Black Friday and Cyber Monday. Walmart is actually raising prices online to get more customers to visit and purchase whatever they want at its physical store. How about I just don't shop there at all? That's a simple solution. I think I'll skip them all together. The NHS, and I don't know who this is, National Health Services, is that out of the UK? Maybe. The NHS is tuning to tech to help prevent type 2 diabetes. Last year, the NHS launched a diabetes prevention program to aim at helping high risk stop or delay the onset of full-blown type 2. NHS England now announced that it's turning to tech for the second phase of the project and will pilot the use of digital tools and wearables to further the program's goals. 8 regions in the UK will aim to recruit over 5,000 patients in total over the next 6 months to take part in a year-long trial of new ways to tackle obesity and high blood sugar, both of which are common precursors to type 2 diabetes. So I'll have the link up in the show notes. And there's many of you that listen to the show, they've been talking to me. This is an article for you, okay? All right. Hold the phone. Do you have a Star Wars fan in your house? Do you? If you haven't bought them a Christmas present yet, I have the ultimate Star Wars present. You're going to just go, and okay, guys and ladies, you can now buy our Star Wars 4 opening crawl as a floor runner. Star Wars Episode 4. A New Hope. It is a period of civil war. Rebels, Inc. So they actually have a throw rug. How cool is that? Those of you listening, when you see this, if you're a Star Wars fan, they're going to sell out of these things. You better hurry. All right. Don't waste any time whatsoever. It's 26 inches wide and 77 inches long, and it's made of polyester pile. Again, $40 from ThinkGeek, and if you are a Star Wars fan, this is the gift to buy yourself or a loved one. Awesome. All right, some of the best pre-Black Friday deals you can get right now. There's stuff like that 4K Roku TV. There are televisions. There are iPad Pros. There, by the way, my son bought an iPad Pro. He came in the office the day before yesterday and says, "Dad, what do you think about the big iPad?" I mean, I said, "I like the big iPad." I said, "You know, I have one, right?" And He said, yeah. I said, can I try it? And he'd been to the Apple store. And he said, I think I'll buy the pen too. I said, well, I have the pen. So I gave him both. And he went off for about an hour and came back. And I said, you got enough money for next semester's tuition? Oh, yeah. And I said, you got enough money to buy that? He's, yeah. And I said, you going to get AppleCare with that? He said, yeah. So yesterday he picked up an iPad Pro. And yeah, it's beautiful, much to the chagrin of his mother. But, you know, it's his money. He earned it. He's an adult. He's got his tuition covered. So if he wants to, you know, gadget up a little bit, it's good. I just hope he just doesn't play games with it all the time. But anyway, I got a whole bunch of deals here. A 256 gig iPhone 7 in 5 colors up to $600 at T-Mobile. That's a deal that's going on. We've got DealMaster, get a 15-inch Dell laptop with a 512 gig SSD for $580. Another great deal. Looks like a Dell XPS. Oh, yeah. The XPS 13th, 8th generation Intel i-Core i7. Whoa! There's a whole bunch of deals here. Laptops, desktops, electronics, HD TVs, home miscellaneous electronics. All these links are at Ars Technica. What else have we got? We've got Bose has got a Black Friday sale on its online store already. So it looks like anywhere between $20 and $30 off on Bose headsets. So if you're a Bose fan, this is maybe the time if you want a replacement or upgrade. T-Mobile's got a new BOGO offer, and this basically they buy one, get one free deal. The handsets are covered on the buy one, get one free deal, include the Sony Galaxy S8, the Galaxy S8 Plus, the Galaxy Note 8, and the Galaxy S8 Active. The LG G6, V20, V30, and V30 Plus are also covered. Even the iPhone 7, iPhone 8 are covered with the large or plus model. So buy one, get one free at T-Mobile. When does that deal start? Okay, this is a limited time affair, so you better hurry. I don't know the dates. I'm assuming this is on now. But, you know, if you're thinking about two phones, awesome. Buy one, get one free. Also, the folks at Engadget have the best smart home and kitchen gadgets to give as gifts. And I'm looking, one's is an Echo, another one looks like a scale, and the other one looks like a smart pressure cooker. So there's some stuff out there. I don't know. I'm leery in giving, well, I guess if as long as it's not your wife, you can give kitchen gadgets to people, right? Under Armour has got some sales going on. It's a one-day sale. We may have missed this. This may have been today only. But lots of this stuff is ongoing right now, folks. Tis the season, get a $5,000 gold-plated Xbox Christmas ornament. Yes, that's right. $5,000. It should only cost like about 15 bucks. But those of you got more money than common sense, tis the season. Again, a $5,000 gold-plated Xbox Christmas ornament. Yes, an ornament, not an actual Xbox. You know, how many of you make grilled cheese? I don't make too much grilled cheese. Part of the problem here in Hawaii is I don't also have a lot of room for extra appliances, but there's a grilled cheese toaster. And it's either brilliant or absolutely stupid. I don't know, one or the other. But if the grilled cheese comes out as good as the pictures show, $25. And pretty cool. You got someone in the family that loves grilled cheese, this might be an option, right? Rechargeable batteries are on sale over on Amazon. You've got, this is the week to get battery stuff, it appears. Jump your car battery and inflate your tires with discounted Stanley compressors. So again, more stuff that's on sale. So all these deals are on the links in the show notes. So definitely look through there. You can get the Ultimate Echo Dot now for $38.95. So again, deals all the way through next week. So just a little programming notice. I will be doing a show on Monday. There will be no show on Thanksgiving. I don't know if we're going to do a new media show on Saturday or not, but definitely only one show next week. I'm going to take Thanksgiving off with the rest of you. Lots of podcasts out there to consume while you're driving. So definitely check out No Agenda with Adam Curry. I really love what they're doing over there with that show. Lots of good podcasts to listen to. If you're a podcaster, make sure you're subscribed to the New Media Show or both of the shows at powerpresspodcast.com. Your podcast is co-hosted by myself and Mike Dell. And of course, the PowerPress podcast done by Mackenzie, one of our team members at Blueberry. So lots of content to be consuming and lots of stuff to go over. So thank you for being patient with me tonight. Thanks for hanging out. If you have, and I do have, let me read an email that came in. And Jack says, Todd, after years of attending CES with you, I know what you sound like. And you got your audio dialed in perfectly. It is the best sound I have ever heard on your podcast. Is that cool or what? What? I guess I had the magic touch. I don't know what I did. I'm going to take a picture of everything now. In case we miss something later, I mess with something. But I did. I had some cables came in that I've been waiting for. That I need to do some replacements with, but I'm not going to do that to Saturday. It isn't going to affect this chain at all. But anyway, everyone, thanks for being here. Thanks for hanging out. Those you've been live with me tonight, thanks for hanging. And I know it's late, but it's been my pleasure to bring the show to you today. Everyone have a safe weekend out there. Get ready for Thanksgiving. For those of us in the United States, get your shopping done. I got to get a Tom in the refrigerator. My wife and I's wedding anniversary is Saturday, so we're going to probably do something. And then my son's birthday is on Monday. So, lots going on here, in the Cochran household over the next week. But, everyone take care out there. Be safe. And, we'll see you back here on Monday. Everyone take care. Aloha.